Now we come to the letter of Christ to the church in Pergamum. And Izmir is the great city where we all go to today when we go to that land. The airport is there. The hotels are there. Now you go about 65 miles south to get to Ephesus. But you go about 70 miles north to get to Pergamum. Now these are the three great cities. They were royal cities, and they vied one with the other. Izmir was the great commercial center. Pergamum was the great religious center. And actually, Ephesus was the great political center. There's where the Roman emperors came, to Ephesus. And I didn't have time to go in it, but I've been down that beautiful marble boulevard there that's on the side of the mountain. And along there is the Temple of Trajan. It's the fountain, actually, of Trajan, but a temple. There is the Temple of Hadrian. They worship the emperors there. It's a great political center, primarily. But now we come to the great religious center, and it's going to be where Satan's headquarters was. And actually, it's in the most beautiful spot that's in that land. And as we've said before, it looks like the devil manages always to get those beautiful spots. It was a highly fortified stronghold city. It was the capital of the kingdom of Pergamum. It was a royal city with its Acropolis dominating the whole region of the Valley of the Caicus. The Caicus River flowed there in any direction you look on any side. You see the most beautiful valley you've ever seen. And Pergamum was the center of evils because of its many pagan temples. The temples of Athena, Demeter, Hera, Dionysius, Asclepius, and he was the god of healing, and the great altar of Zeus. They stand like a throne on top of the Acropolis. John says to this church that this is where Satan's throne was. Now I'm reading verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamus write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. This is the letter of Christ to the church in Pergamum. Now, it fits into church history in a period that is approximately 314 A.D. to approximately the period of 590 A.D. I call this paganism unlimited. Here is the time that the world entered into the church, and it began to move away from the person of Christ. It had a message, of course, to the local church in Pergamum, and I'd like to say a word about this city. It was a city in Mysia. It was labeled by Pliny as by far the most illustrious of Asia. It was in, first of all, one of the most beautiful spots. Sir William Ramsay says that it is the one city that deserves to be called a royal city. And it was in this city that there was, first of all, a temple built to Caesar Augustus, and that made it a royal city. He came to this area. It's a very beautiful area, and in wintertime it got cold in Rome, and he would come over here. There was a great healing spa there that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, and this was indeed a great city. In fact, the three great cities along the coast were Ephesus in the south, then Izmir or Smyrna, and then Pergamum in the north. So that this city, although not a seacoast town as the others were, it was a great city. But it was doomed, of course, because it was off these great trade routes that came out of the Orient and came to the seacoast. It just missed it. But it was a great fortified stronghold city. It was built to withstand the enemy. and it was the capital of the kingdom of Pergamum. And its Acropolis, for it was built first down below where there is today a little town, a miserable, poor Turkish town, but the Acropolis still stands there, and the ruins of the great temples and the city are on top of it. It's probably the most imposing ruins of any of them, with the exception of Ephesus. And of course, Ephesus was not built upon a mountain as this one was. The Acropolis dominated the whole region of the valley of the Caicus. The original city was built between the two rivers that flowed into the Caicus, the Bergama and the Kestel, and they entirely surrounded this tremendous mountain, this promontory that stood out there alone. It's very impressive to visit it. First of all, you see that great mountain standing there, and you see the ruins on top. However, it was built by Lysimachus. Alexander the Great took it, but Lysimachus, his general, took over, and it became a great city under his direction and under his leadership. Now, there was there, built on this promontory, great pagan temples. There was the temple of Athena, the temple of Demeter, the temple of Hera, the temple of Dionysius, and the temple of Asclepius. It can be pronounced several different ways. That was the god of healing, and the great altar of Zeus. And it stands there today, very imposing. And they found the image that went on top. It's at a school in England, taken there many years ago. Now, this is the great city, and it was a city that was given over to paganism. Religion was the big thing that took place in Pergamum. There was on top also the greatest library that the pagan world ever had. It was a library of over 200,000 volumes that were the new type of writing material. They had used papyrus up to that time, but here they used parchment, and parchment gets its name from Pergamum. And this great library was the library that Mark Antony gave to his girlfriend Cleopatra, and she lugged it off to Alexandria in Egypt. And that library is considered the greatest library the world has ever seen. Well, it actually came from Pergamum. And if you are ever in Istanbul and go into Hagia Sophia, you'll see there a great alabaster vase. I guess you'd call it a vase, because it's such a thing of beauty. It's taller than I am. I stood by the side of it. And it came from Pergamum. This city, of course, was certainly rifled and denuded by the enemy when they finally took the city and destroyed it. But it was Lysimachus that brought it to its heyday, and it was a city that equaled both Smyrna and Ephesus. We're told here that it's to the angel or the messenger of the church, and these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. This sharp sword with two edges is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is the answer to man's need and man's sin. And here it was false religion. In fact, this city emphasized religion, and it had some of the greatest temples that were there. The only way that this city could be reached would be with the Word of God.